Hey everybody, welcome to the Dadly Podcast. I'm Jake.
We're back.
Hey,
it's back. Andrew here.
Good job. In unison, we're back. So really excited this week. We're going to talk about a fun and a messy topic. Don't worry, it has nothing to do with the back end. We're moving to a different end of the baby.
Yeah.
Which
we're going to the other end where it all goes in.
Which is we're talking about baby food. Yeah, I figured it out. And I think it's good that we're not just talking about the potty humor side. It's very funny. If you love that stuff, we will get back to that. We are going to get back into it.
It's always coming. Like every day you have more and more issues.
From we that have end, a so. Lot of ammo and a lot of stories. Definitely on that topic.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes. It's like the stories are exploding out of them.
And that happens because we're putting things in them. And so we are going to talk about putting things in our babies. So, yeah, Andrew, how's your week going?
My week has been kind of a fun one. So, the highlight for us as a family, we did our dedication this last week.
Oh, so that's cool.
For those of you out there who aren't sure what that is, it is a thing that we do with our church. Mm-hmm. And what you do is you take the baby up front with you in front of the church with the pastor, and there's a lot of different ways that it works out.
Sure, there's church to church. There's traditions and stuff people do.
Yeah, a lot of different traditions. Sometimes there's an outfit the baby will wear that's like ceremonial or things like that. This wasn't the case for us, but it's kind of a place where it's a moment where you take a stand as a family with your baby, saying we're committing to raising this baby in love and care and commitment in the eyes of God and in the eyes of the people who are here. And then on the other side of it, the church also takes a commitment to say, we're here as a church to care for this family, to help them, the parents and the child, grow and know God and experience that relationship deeper and help them hold together through the good and the bad that's going to come.
Yeah.
And so that's it's a really powerful moment, similar to maybe if someone's experienced like baptism or something like that.
It's kind of a rite of passage for her and the family.
Yeah. And it doesn't make those things happen. It's not magical, but I think just in life in general, when we commit to things, when we take a stand, when we say something out loud, there's a level of ownership that is taken there. And so as a dad, I felt that in that moment going, whoa, this is a big deal. Like, at least for me, when I say something, I mean it. And so when I say that I'm going to care for her and love her and help her to know God and have that relationship and help love her along the way in the hard times and the good times, like, that's a big commitment. And so I definitely felt the weight of that as a dad.
Well, it's like, a very important, it's a big milestone. I mean, you look at it like in your child's life, well, obviously it's the first big milestone. Like you're going to have others, like in the future, you could have marriage. You could have, there could be an oath someone takes for a job or if they choose to do some type of service, graduation, various stuff like that. Like there's ceremonies and, you know, normal life stages. And this is the first one.
Yeah. That's funny you mentioned that because we got home. Our family was there. I think they headed home that day or the next day. But there was a moment right in the afternoon time after that was on Sunday, where Everly was just crawling around and being her little funny, cute self. Mm-hmm. And I like leaned over and I try to say these things out loud to Alicia because sometimes I can just keep these things inside and not verbalize them, even though I'm experiencing them. And I think sharing them with her helps her to know me better and builds our relationship. Sure. So anyway, I lean over and I go, holy crap. It's going to be like tomorrow and I'm going to be walking her down the aisle.
Yeah, it's a freaky thought.
That's heavy.
Yes.
Like joyful, but heavy. And I'm not trying to fast forward to that.
But like, it's going to feel like it's going to be a blink.
But I thought of that day, this was a big milestone, like one of the first. And I feel like it's going to be really quick all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. We're going to be at this other one and I'm going to be like, that guy next to her is saying the vow now of loving and caring for her.
Yeah. Whoa. That's deep, man. That's very deep.
So I had a big moment there and I'm still, chewing on it, and I will for a long time. So there's this theme that's going with it too, where she's just becoming more independent. She's crawling. She goes and gets things now. She decides likes and doesn't like, and she will tell you. And and so there's this very real, like, little girl that is coming to be in, like, the 8-month, 9-month world here. And so as a dad, I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, there's an interaction and some activity going on that I'm trying to wrestle with. How do I love and teach and be present and get away if I need a break? All those kinds of things. So
the preferences thing is what's kind of blowing my mind, is like, just how babies at this age, Sully's starting to do this too, like certain things he'll yell or he'll grunt a very loud disapproving grunt. Like, he'll be mad and you're like, dude, like, what's going on?
When did you get an opinion?
Yeah, and he'll be so opinionated about certain, especially if you take certain things away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and he does not want the other thing. But yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm.
I see it with her interaction with other people, depending on if she's tired or not tired, things like that. And just as a dad, I'm like, okay, I'm trying to help these other people know that they are loved, even though she's rejecting them, you know, the sensitivity part. And then I'm also like, hey, little girl, like, I don't know how to tell you to not be rude here. But
yes, Sully hasn't figured this out. Sully hasn't done that yet, but I think he's gonna shortly. Like, that's a very normal thing for a baby to, like, start rejecting people.
She has a good chance of being a decent running back, because her stiff arm rejection to the face legit hurts. Like, I've been rejected with the stiff arm. Yeah, when Alicia will pass her off and she wants to go back, I'll get the little Everly stiff arm. And I'm like, dang, that kind of hurt.
Sassy, like, girl.
Not just emotionally, physically, my jaw.
I want to see this.
Dude, maybe you'll get one day.
I look forward to it.
A stiff arm rejection.
Being rejected by your daughter.
Aw. Dude, how about you? Tell me about your week.
Yeah, so for me, it's been a week of actually rummage sales and building a garden.
Oh, nice.
So that's what I was doing before this, before we talked, and why I was... We're recording late, for those of you that don't know, later in the day. But it worked out really well. So I was going to get dirt into the recycling center, and I was bringing all that back. And so I was shuffling dirt, and we got hit with, like, rainstorms and little lightning. And this is – so we helped set up the rummage sale super early in the morning, went and got dirt, was piling in, and the rain was coming. So I was flying, trying to get the dirt in as quick as possible. And then when we finally got that done, I've been working on it all weekend. I finally finished. We planted. We got the fence up. I'm really excited. Sully got to sit outside with us and was sitting on the blanket having fun. And then he turned into a little cranky nut later. But I guess that's the main theme with something going on. So working on those two things, we did a good job at the rummage sale.
Yeah.
I wanted to point that out. We priced things low, and we sold a lot of stuff. We got rid of a lot of our stuff. And some bigger items, which I was pretty pumped about. So we basically dumped all that money in the garden.
And now it will grow back and feed you. So your money will pay dividends.
Well, and
baller.
We get to talk about food shortly, and I'm excited because Sully's been eating a ton of solid food, and we've been starting to be able to expand, you know, in the veggies and certain little chunks we're giving him. Like, you have to be careful because he can't chew. But a lot of them have soft insides. And so I'm really excited to let him try stuff out of our garden. Yeah, so
farm to table. Farm to table.
Farm to table. We are a healthy family, and I do not want Sully playing in the dirt. But yeah, I just, before
he's gonna eat it,
I need to talk about this cranky little dude. He was so weirdly cranky today. Like, he was screaming every time we set him down. He's not sick. His diapers changed. He ate. And Laura and I are just like, we didn't know what to do with him, and he wouldn't sleep. And so finally we went on a walk because he wouldn't sleep. And we thought by the time we come back, he'd conk out. Conks out of the stroller.
I love, like, walks.
Little nut.
Like, he fell asleep in the stroller, though. That's good.
Yeah, we actually didn't want him to, though, because it wasn't his bedtime. Because then he had to wake back up. We had to put him in the nighttime diaper. And now Laura, I think, has him finally down. But it's like, you
good job,
sass. Laura. Little screamer, little. and usually I took him outside to go back to the while I was finishing the garden or trying to finish the garden. So he stops crying when the temperature changes. And then I brought him over to the garden. I was trying to get my work done. I set him down and he just screamed. He had none of it. Oh. So I couldn't get anything done. And so I'm just happy I was able to get the things accomplished that I wanted to, but they were done way later. And so he wouldn't sleep until we didn't want him to sleep. And then he's left and it's like, kids these days. Don't listen to parents. It's very
hopefully, annoying. Hopefully he comes back to balance.
I mean, he should. I don't know what's off today. That's the thing. Like, I sound whiny right now, obviously. But as a parent, more of the thing is like, why is my baby off? Because it's like...
I don't feel like it's that whiny.
It's... Well, for
some, I feel like he's just kind of confused. Or trying to figure it out. Just trying to figure it out.
Well, and part of it is he might be becoming more self-aware. Might be the biggest issue. Is that he's noticing things. Because I think for me as a parent, like, we know Sully enough. I know Sully enough. I know his emotions, how he normally acts. And this is off for him. For some babies, this might be how they act every day. But for Sully, it's off. Something's bugging him. And I don't know what's going on. I don't think he's teething. There's no bumps coming in. So I don't think that's it. It could be. But maybe he's just...
I only have two answers to what's bugging Everly. It's either, does she have teeth coming in or is she hungry? Or maybe a diaper.
Well, a lot of times
maybe like, three.
Does he have a fever and like checking his forehead? Because he was sick once.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the diaper, he can be, he's pretty picky about, which I think that bodes well for potty training is what I've been told. That if they don't like being in a wet diaper, that means they'll want to get out of it quicker, which could be a really good thing. So that's my hope.
I don't see how it couldn't be, unless he doesn't want to wear underwear and then he's peeing everywhere.
I mean, he definitely doesn't like wearing underwear. He likes being naked, if he can help
it. I can respect that.
Yeah. All power to him.
I think if you ask anybody, they prefer being, you know, as least clothes as possible.
Yeah. If you're in a place where you don't have to wear whatever you're looking at, you can be the most modest person in the world, but if you're by yourself.
That's what I'm wearing right now.
Well, you.
Just kidding, everybody.
I mean, I'm looking at your top. I don't know what's on the bottom, so.
I'm just joking.
Okay.
Fully clothed.
On that specific note, we're going to move into our main talk and get away from Andrew's naked body.
Yes.
So, baby food, baby's eating.
I have one main question that I do want to ask when we get to the end of this.
Sure.
Which is, if you could make a dadly baby food, so a baby food that a dadly dad would want to eat, what would you put in your baby food?
So if I
so this eat, is like, yours. Like if I was feeding this out of a pouch to you or out of a little jar to you, what would you put in it? Think about that.
Okay. I will think
And about I want it. Everyone else out there listening to think about what they would put in theirs as well.
Well, I think both of us have a story right now we're going to share. Andrew, did you have any strong feelings on who you wanted to go first?
Well, I feel like – I think I'll let you – wrap it up, go second, because I think your story probably has a little more continuity to it.
That's a hope.
Here's the problem with mine.
Go for it.
The challenge is I kind of used up what I would have shared as maybe my main food experience story, which is her blowing the food off of the spoon repeatedly.
Yes, which is cute.
With her little lip noise machine thing that she does. So that was like the funniest experience I've had with the food feeding process to this point. You're coming in. You're like, oh, yeah, here you go, honey. Right back in your face.
Blah,
you
just get blasted. Sounds like there's a theme of your daughter rejecting things.
She does. She's brave, though. She tries a lot of things, too.
I'm not saying she's brave. I'm saying she knows when she doesn't want something, and she's going to let you know.
And that is so like myself and Alicia.
Yeah, I can see that.
We're both first children. We both have opinions. A lot of times we don't even have the same opinion. We do work well to the point where we figure it out.
Sure.
But I think she has a lot of those characteristics as well, which I like and respect.
Tough daughter.
I'm afraid for when she's like 16.
Oh, dude, that's not going to be fun.
Dear God, help me. Everly, if you're listening to this and you're 16, just remember your daddy loves you and you should have lots of grace and care for him.
Yeah, because he doesn't know what he's doing and he's trying. Just give him a break.
He's trying. And that guy... probably not worth it.
Yeah.
So let's just move on from him for now. You can come back later.
Yeah, especially at 16. Most guys, I mean, granted, I started dating Laura when she was 16, which scares the crap out of me now. Because it's like, there is no way, no way I would ever support that.
So Uncle Jake just said it, not Dad.
Yeah.
So you listen to him,
so you should talk to Uncle Jake because he has wisdom. Maybe, maybe not.
He's a wise guy. You can complain about me to him, and he'll
actually, that would probably be a good thing for both of our kids if they could run to someone like Sully could run to you or something. Mm-hmm. Like, Sully, you can talk to him and tell him how dumb I am. It's completely fine. Mm-hmm. He's capable of hearing how much of an idiot I am.
That's kind of what I assumed the people in church were nodding in agreement to when they were agreeing to care for my family. What I was assuming they're agreeing to is listening to my kid complain about me to them, and well, then going, you know, he's not that bad. You should love him. Maybe this is how where he's coming from. You know, all that
stuff. Yeah, but also
because it takes a whole village to raise a kid.
Well, and also they get to validate your kid. But they also mm-hmm. are pointing them in a healthy direction. They're not pointing them toward a bad one. And that's the big thing for me. It's like, I want my kids to feel like they have other adults that are safe that they can run to and just be mm-hmm. real with and honest with if they're mad or upset that aren't going to give them really terrible, dumb advice.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's exactly what I'm thinking too.
So you have an independent dog.
That was my main food story, was her blowing the food off of there. And I think that was pretty, it's funny, and it's an experience that I've had, and I'll always remember. One of the other things that I've enjoyed about watching her eat is mm-hmm. she had some, like I said, she had some digestive issues. Things weren't moving as smoothly as we would have liked.
Constipation.
I guess we are talking about the back end again.
Andrew.
So coming back to food, grandma, prunes? Classic grandma, yes.
I called it.
She goes, hey, what do you think about using prunes? And we're like, well, okay. So we get the prunes
and
grind them up, blend them up, pop it in the old mouth hole. She likes it. She likes prunes.
How did it loosen it up?
It did. It worked. So I'm assuming that's what it was, but I'm not exactly sure.
I mean, it could have been a combination, but prunes probably would help. So I have a question. With Everly, has there been any foods that you put into her mouth that she's like immediately liked, or has there always been kind of a pullback?
Yes, she loves ice cream.
Okay, that makes sense.
Before everyone freaks out, one time, one lick. That's it.
Oh, I think
she is not habitually eating this, so chill out if anyone's freaking out.
I've given Sully more than one lick of ice cream.
Okay,
you can judge me if you want.
It's Jake's fault.
Laura actually yelled at me, and I was like, but it's so cute. And I like,
it's so cute.
I held my cone up to him so he could get it.
She came with us. Seriously, it was Memorial Day weekend. It was warm. There was a ice cream truck.
How do you not?
Playing music.
How do you not?
Get out of here. Like, this is a monumental moment. Like, the dedication in the morning was cool. The ice cream truck was also a big moment for our family. So this is our first ice cream truck. Like, the girl needs at least a lick.
I completely agree.
So she licks it, loved it. Like, it looked like lust in her eyes. Like, that deep, intense, like, I need this or my life won't be fulfilled kind of look.
Yeah, I get that.
Guess who was feeding it to her? Grandpa.
Ooh.
Grandpa gives her a lick of his cone. And then we're like, okay, cut it off. Like, we don't want her getting hooked on this stuff. Yep. We want her to like other things like prunes and asparagus and stuff.
Yeah, I gotcha.
He pulled the cone back. She looked at him with the – so she went from the lust eyes to the, like, you're dead to me eyes. It was, like, straight
so
fire.
You forced you're dead Grandpa to, like, have to, like, make his granddaughter so angry.
To not defend him too much, he was kind of pump faking it a few times over to her and then pulling it back. So
fair.
He kind of egged her on. She gave him the you're dead to me eyes. She turns her head into my chest like a sad, like broken-hearted little girl and like started crying. How intense is that for ice cream?
She honestly, okay. I'm feeling our kids are already getting to the manipulative stage. Like, because Sully has the ability to literally turn on the tear ducts and have tears streaming down his face.
Ooh.
And then in an instant, if something happens, we'll smile and start laughing. And I'm like,
that's freaky.
I'm like, I feel like you're not that crazy emotional. I kind of feel like you're being a little manipulative.
Are you using me right now?
I feel like he might be. I mean, he might not be fully conscious of it, but I feel like there might be a little bit of that going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Danger. We need to be careful.
Our kids are going to get us.
So those are a couple of funny food stories. Like I've said before, too, she loves the pouches.
Yeah, you guys use those a lot. I'll throw that out there,
too. She eats them. We are traveling like insane people. We've driven six-hour trip drives to different places multiple times in the last month. They were so nice to have in that when Alicia couldn't feed Everly in the car. We had that to feed her.
See,
she
could eat that huge.
While in the car seat.
Yeah, that's something I never thought about because for you guys...
It takes a little assistance, but it's pretty portable.
Well, it's way better than trying to spoon feed them. And obviously Alicia can't take her out of the seat and feed her. That's ridiculous.
No.
You can keep driving.
So that's... Wild card idea. We keep driving. Alicia usually sits next to her if there's like a food situation going on because of mess.
Well, then you can clean it up immediately, but you have the pouch contained. I'm going to use that. We should, because
we have the little like silicone rubber bibs too. So yeah. We put that on her and then the thing, and you can almost do it without too much mess.
Yeah, we're going to be traveling over the fourth a little. I'm going to bring one along and try that because we haven't had a great luck.
It's worth it.
We haven't had good luck with him with pouches so far. Because he eats so well with the spoon and so well with solids.
Mm-hmm.
But for a travel situation, I think that'd be worth it.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's worth it. So those are a couple of my stories. Tell me a little bit about yours.
Well, I will. But first, Andrew, you are going to share a dadly joke.
You are correct, sir. This is a joke that I worked on for about half a second, just like every dadly joke should be. And I tried it out in live audience fashion with my family, and they seemed to approve. And a dadly joke, how you know it's approvable, is half the people laugh, half the people kind of go, oh. So that's how you know you did it right.
I would agree with that statement. That's a good judge. You need about half and half. You have to get some chuckles, but you have to get the disapproving groans.
Yep. A little bit of both. And I got that. So here it is. The other day, I'm sitting there next to Everly, and she's being super cute. I got her sitting next to me. I look at her and I go, oh, Everly, I just want you to be amazing in every way, except for your poop. That you can just be regular. Get it? Be regular.
Yeah, you literally got like both of those reactions from me. I kind of chuckled, exactly. And I shook my head.
Just be regular.
You got it. You really want to lean into the potty humor as much as possible, which, you know what? I appreciate it.
You know, I've had other ones, but I just don't remember them.
Honestly, that's I remembered. One of the things when I'm hearing them, honestly, most of my jokes, it's from Laura's family because they're a family of punny people. So...
Mm.
I want to just start writing all of them down.
Yeah.
Because I can deliver a joke, but I'm not great at crafting my own. I'll work on crafting my own.
Mm.
I haven't gotten there yet.
I have the lack of filter where I can say them, and some of them are horrible.
That's true. But the fact that you're creating your own, I think, is a big step up, and I don't think I can really do that yet.
Well, your delivery has significantly outplayed mine, so we both can grow.
There we go. We will both grow together.
So okay, now I've been waiting for so long. I want to hear about your food.
So I'm going to talk about pickles and cucumbers. So
okay, are those two like invisible imaginary friends of yours?
No, those are what Sully eats.
So
Sully obviously has been through the gambit. We got the messy baby food. We're feeding him with a spoon. He takes his – we actually let Sully grab his own spoon and put it in his mouth, which has been really fun.
Because he's a grown man, geez.
Yeah, he's in charge of his own spoon. But also, you know, when he's done, because then he starts playing with the spoon, where previously he'll, like, have this intense look and be like, and he'll grab the spoon and put it in his, like, he's insanely intense about eating.
This is Sparta.
Seriously, the kid is, like, lasered in. But when it's a pickle or a cucumber, Sully, like, freaks out. He loves them. So,
Was I there for the first pickle?
Did he have a pickle? Yeah, you were.
When did he have the pickle?
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys were the start of something magical for Sully.
Yay!
He loves pickles. It was a pickle. For when I'm saying pickle and a cucumber, I'm talking about spears. So what we do, I mean, I've actually given him an actual pickle and just had it like a dill pickle, like a full one, and he's just gone at it. That was pretty fun. But what I'm talking about mainly is the spears. So you cut up the pickles. And then you give Sully the spear, And first off, when he grabs it, usually he honestly, I was going to act like he delayed. He didn't. He just grabs it and just shoves it in his mouth. And he has this little happy little look on his face. And he just starts gnawing on it and chomping and sucking. And you can hear like this happy little suck. And then when he gets like the seed part off, he starts gulping. And he just sits there. Nom, nom, nom. And you have to pay super close attention because he chomps so hard, he will bite the rind part, like the rubbery part, off, and then
he can bite that.
Oh, he's constantly biting it off, and so you have to watch him because he'll get it, and then you have to pull it out of his mouth, and he gets pretty angry, and like I said, he grunts and he'll go, but then usually he'll end up spitting out the piece that he bit off, and then I either flip it around for the part where he hasn't gotten anything, or I just hand it back. And honestly, I've been getting good enough that I know when he's gonna bite through. That I'll get it out beforehand, and a lot of times I'll rip it or I'll bite it myself and spit it out.
Okay.
But the funniest thing is just his grunts. He gets so ticked off when you take the pickle away. And today he literally started crying and screaming when I took the pickle away from him.
Dang.
And my favorite part about all of this is when you're going through this and feeding it to Sully, is then the rest of the day when I'm like, oh, and I like hold him up and I want to give him a little kiss. He smells like pickles.
Oh, he's got little pickle smell.
He's got pickle breath and pickle all over his cheeks. So, I don't know why, but the pickles for me and watching Sully eat them and his just intensity with the pickles is hilarious.
I love that he likes something that much. That's sweet.
It is sweet, and it's fun just watching him go at it. And it's really cool that it's not just baby food anymore. That Sully is getting really into, you know, really, really close to real food. Like, it is real food. He can't eat it all yet because he doesn't have teeth. He can't actually chomp through it. But he loves it. He destroys graham crackers
now. He's a passionate consumer.
Yeah. He mushy carrots, mushy peas. Like, I mean, like, full ones. Like, the ones you get out of the frozen baggie or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, he loves that stuff. It's just fun
to So he can eat those solid, like, full things? Mm-hmm. Or do you squish them?
They have been pretty mushy.
Do you boil them or what?
It's like ones you put in the microwave, so they're like already pretty dang squishy. Like, we still have to watch him because, like, with any of this stuff, he could bite off too much and choke on it.
Sure. So,
but it's like he bites so hard with his mouth, even though he doesn't have teeth. He's pretty good at mashing stuff. You just got to make sure that when he mashes it, he doesn't have it so far in his mouth that he cuts off a big chunk.
Yeah. That's crazy that he can mash through a pickle skin, because when Everly takes on a pickle, what you get as like the leftovers is what I call pickle jerky, which is just the raw skin. It's a big, if you dehydrated it, it would be pickle jerky. So she doesn't bite through it. He's like locked and loaded though.
It's like Everly, I feel like she's smarter and like daintily, a little more daintily eating the pickle.
Strategically.
And Sully's just this bullheaded man being like, I like pickle. Oh, nom, 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 nom.
I'm envisioning both of them changing this system to corn and your kid eating through the corn cob.
Oh, gosh. Let's hope my child does not do that.
Dude, I hope not.
That would be bad.
He'll be definitely smart enough to know not to do that. After the first few tries, at least.
For sure. I think, after a couple mess-ups, he'll learn. But that's like the main reason I'm excited for the garden, is because Sully's already into fresh vegetables, and moving forward for both of our little dude and dudette, like, they will be able to eat more. They're going to have teeth. They're going to be able to experiment. And it's been so much fun to give them all these variety of foods.
Yeah.
Granted, they're probably going to get more picky and start doing no when they turn into toddlers.
But I hope not.
As long as we can ride this, I'm planning on giving Sully every different type of food I can.
We are trying to throw a new food at Everly as fast as we can. Whenever we find something, we're like, oh, we'll throw that at her. Let's see how she handles it, whatever. She has this face. It's so cute. The first time she tries it, she hasn't full out rejected very many things, if any, that I can remember at this point. Mm-hmm. But the first bites are so full of trepidation.
It's fun.
It's like a trusting bite. And then this questioning eyes as they kind of experience the food in the mouth and don't eat it. It's just kind of like, what am I what is this? I'm like learning the food in my mouth. That's what kind of what it looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they finally take a trusting gulp, and then it's go time. Like, okay, give me another one. See, I'm gonna try some more. Interesting.
She does a look, because for Sully, when it's a look, goes, it isn't just like he starts with a look, but Sully, it's almost always a shudder. Like,
oh really?
He'll put it in his mouth. He'll do a little like half shudder, and then he'll keep chomping, and then he'll get into it.
And then he's set. Okay.
But it's almost always like a little. He like backs up. He does like, the shudder like new food.
Their little minds are blown because it's a whole new thing.
Well, you think about it, everything they're experiencing in their mouth, it's a first time. The flavor, the texture, it's new. Yeah. It's all new.
I'll tell you this. One time I had a fish taco, best fish tacos I've ever had. It was the first time I had that version of it at a restaurant.
Okay.
I had it. I legit cried. That's how good it was. So I know, and I have experienced those kinds of powerful emotions with food.
If only we as adults could experience that more frequently.
Go to the Duluth Grill and order the whitefish tacos.
Wow.
You might cry. I cried. It was incredible.
You know, that may be motivation.
So I have been moved to emotion. It's worth it, dude. It's worth it.
Well, that's...
It might snow, but...
I'm not going to live there. I will visit there and I will try the whitefish taco.
Respect.
That's what I would do. Well, that's what I got for a story, and I'm feeling good to move on and talk about some favorite items.
Yes. Let's talk about it, because I got to hear more about your favorite item.
Okay, I'll go first.
I just saw it listed.
So my favorite item is a clothes basket. Like, this,
okay, tell me more.
Has become such a useful item. Okay, how it started is Laura was up in Green Bay helping her sister with her brand new shop, and she was sending me like a little video of it and saying like, oh look, we're all helping her set up. And then all of a sudden I'm like, that's my son, he's in a clothes basket. My son's just chilling in a clothes basket, like a playpen, like a pack and play. And I was like, oh, that's not a bad idea. And then when we did the rummage sale, I had Sully for a little bit, but we were moving things. Things were, you know, we were trying to make it look nice, and there was a clothes basket. And so I just plopped Sully in it, and Sully was super content. You gave him one little toy. He was in there. He was safe. He couldn't get out. And guess what? When I needed to move Sully, like, oh, it's getting sunny here, let's move Sully over here, you just pick it up and you just carry him over. I get why mothers do it. I've seen pictures of mom putting kids in clothes baskets. It's easy. It's convenient. It keeps them contained.
Isn't that awesome?
It's so simple. It makes sense. So yeah, yes. It's a great item. It makes my life easier. And I was just sitting there and I'm like, it's kind of like a duh thing. It's like, why wouldn't you use this? Mm-hmm. It's so easy.
We usually take Everly out in the yard in a clothes basket now too.
Yeah. It's nice, isn't it?
She's actually learning to stand up in it.
Sully started that too. How much can she stand?
It's going to tip over.
Can she get like fully up?
Full up. Yep, she just did it tonight in the tub.
He can't do that yet. He can only get a little over halfway. Like, he can extend pretty far, but he can't fully get himself up yet.
Okay. She's been doing it for a little while, but not very long. So,
well, we're only, what, we're 2 weeks behind you. We got to
continue. Yeah, it's pretty much right on track, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think we're good.
I'm so glad that you gave props to the basket, though, because it's an essential part of summer living if you have a baby, in my opinion.
Agree. What do you got, Andrew? Yes.
Okay. This is probably just as essential, and not just to summer, but to every moment of your waking hours of the day with a baby. There's these books called Indestructibles. Have you heard of these?
No, I'm actually really interested.
These are little child books, maybe 5 pagers. They're made of this paper that legit cannot be destroyed. My kid has chewed on it, crumpled it, flung it. I think that they do a video where they take it into a bath with them. Like, this book cannot be destroyed. So we have all these cute child books that are great and they have great stories. But what fun is a book to an 8-month-old if they can't experience it physically?
Oh, yeah, they want to, like, rip it up.
Whoop-de-doo. If I try to read my kid a book, she'll pay attention for like 30 seconds. If I just give her that and we try to read it together, but she can like touch it or rip it, whatever. Like, it doesn't rip either. Like, she can just yank on it. The first one she had, it is so broken in. It's like a really nice pair of broken in jeans. Like, they just is so comfy feeling. Because the fabric kind of, or like the paper quality or whatever kind of broke down a little bit, but it's not trash by any means. Now we got her a few more and she just loves them. Indestructibles. They're these little books. They cost like $3. $3 to $5. Something like that. If you don't have one, you should get one. Indestructibles, you owe me because I am hyping you big time.
Yeah, it says chew proof, rip proof, non-toxic, 100% washable.
Washable? Imagine that. Throwing a book in a wash of any type.
Actually,
they're sweet. And they have ones about all different things. I recommend the Forest Animals book.
All right.
Forest Animals, Farm Animals, and Food are the three we have.
All righty.
I'm intrigued. Think they have words. You make it up as you go.
I like it, Andrew. I think that sounds like a lot of fun.
So I'm hyping the Indestructible books this week.
Well, cool. Well, we talked about Indestructible books, clothes baskets, baby food. We told a funny joke. And yeah, I feel like I want a pickle right now.
Oh, snack what a great way. Yeah, what a great way to end the night. A little pickle.
Well, that's all I got for this week. And I'm excited to touch base with you again. Mm-hmm. And next week, I should talk about that. Next week, Andrew and I are planning on going a little deeper into a topic we talked about previously about how babies affect relationships. And last time we kind of took a higher viewpoint. We're going to dive a little deeper and share some actual ways of how we feel it affected us. So you'll want to tune in next week for that because, we're gonna have to get deep.
It's going to get a little more real than baby food.
It's going to get more real. That's why we do this podcast. We have some fun and we get real. Mm-hmm. And I've got to think about what I want to share. I know you do too.
I thought of what I wanted to share in the line at Qdoba tonight.
Oh, you're a good man.
So I got a burrito bowl and I did some thinking about the Deadly Podcast.
Hmm. That's a good way to do it. Maybe I should
Now I'm going to kind of chew on that for a week. Also, I have leftovers, so I'm going to chew on those tomorrow. Deadly joke number two. You are welcome.
And with that, you guys have a good week.
All right. See you guys later. Bye. Deadly Podcast. Behind the scenes. It sometimes doesn't click right to the microphone.
What iPhone do you have?
7? Plus you get a 7 something?
7's still pretty new. I mean, granted, they have the X10, whatever.
Yeah, this one still runs on, like, diesel.
Well, because they get outdated in, like, a freaking month. Like, I have an 8. I love my 8, but the 8's already outdated.
You come home with a new phone. If you stop to take a poop, by the time you get done with it, there's a new version.